The people who followed Jesus were called disciples. Disciple means learner, and the followers, the disciples, wanted to learn from Jesus, and they wanted to help him proclaim and reveal God's kingdom. And this is Matthew's story of how the first disciples first met Jesus. Jesus was walking along the shore of a lake, and it was such a big lake that they called it a sea. It's called the Sea of Galilee. And as he walked along on this particular day, he saw two guys standing in the water, about up to their knees. It turned out these guys were brothers. Their names were Simon and Andrew, and they were standing in the water with nets. They were throwing the nets out into the waves, and they were trying to catch fish. This is what they did every day. They were fishermen trying to get enough fish to feed their family and maybe some extra fish that they could sell to their neighbors so they could make a little money. Jesus watched them fishing with their nets, and after a little while, he said to them, "I work with people, not with fish, but I think you could help me. Follow me." And so Simon and Andrew came splashing out of the water, and they dropped their nets right there on the sand, and they followed after Jesus. So now there were three walking along, and pretty soon they came to a boat, and there in the boat were two more brothers. And these brothers were named James and John. And they were sitting in the boat trying to fix their nets. Their nets had gotten big holes in them. There were too many fish, or the fish were too big, and the nets had gotten torn, and they were trying to sew them back together so they could use them again. And Jesus said the same thing to these two brothers as he had said to Simon and Andrew. He said to James and John, "Come and follow me." So they got right out of the boat, and they left behind their nets, and they went with Jesus. And as they followed Jesus, what they saw and what they heard was Jesus reading the sacred scriptures and explaining to people what they meant, and announcing the kingdom of God is among you, and Jesus healing so many people of their diseases and their ailments. And those people were so happy to be made well, they would run and tell other people, and then more people would come. Crowds got bigger and bigger. People were coming from farther and farther away. And Jesus said to the disciples, "If you feel small inside, be happy because God loves you. If you feel sad, be certain that God will draw near to comfort you. If you're not sure of your place in the world, be happy because God has a promise for you. If you try really hard to do the right thing, be happy because God will help you. If you really care for other people, be happy because that's how you get to know God. If you work to make peace in every situation, be happy because God says to you, you are my child. And if people are mean to you because you love God, be happy because you always belong to God's family." Jesus said those words to his disciples, which includes us. We're disciples too. We're learners. We're followers of Jesus. So let's find somebody to hold hands with so you can say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, thank you for calling us to be disciples of Jesus. Help us to listen carefully and learn from what Jesus teaches, and give us courage and grace to follow where he leads. Amen.